is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry,
hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. What a wonderful day it is. You know, each day walking with the Lord is better than the day before, and I thought it was great. So it's wonderful to be here with you. We're going to continue our series. In fact, today we're going to conclude. You probably thought it would never come, but we're going to conclude our series. But it's been glorious talking about these things, exposing the evils of the world. A lot of people say, Tex, what do you mean it's wonderful to expose evil? Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, friends, if you had a pain in your head and you went to the doctor and they gave you an MRI, you know, a brain scan, and they said you've got a tumor on your brain, and they rushed you into the emergency room and you had an operation and took out that tumor, and praise God, maybe God did such a wonderful job in leading the surgeons in their work and such, and I believe he does that. He can heal in many different ways, either just miraculously and spontaneously, or through the action of doctors whom he has inspired to save your life. But let's just say that tumor has been removed, and the doctors say there's no more evidence of the tumor. We've taken it all out. And you say, for the first time in months, I'm able to think clearly. I don't have this horrible beating headache and this pain in my head. Would you not be pleased of that diagnosis and that a cure, a correction was found? Would you not be happy that the source of that corruption in your mind was excised, was taken out and removed? Of course. Likewise, when inside the Christian church we have corruption, when we have a horrible cancer, that has to be brought to light. We need a diagnosis, and we need to look at the evidence. We need to determine what the truth is, and then we need to cut those things out as best we can with the power and through the will of God. Friends, you cannot allow cancers to grow. You cannot allow germs to multiply, because the end result will be death. And Jesus Christ will bring life. Jesus will love you, not to death, but to life. And this is the meaning of our series entitled Gone Berserk. Yes, there is such evidence today, and we've been talking about it for 9 straight programs. 9 messages in a row, we've talked about going berserk. How the Christian church, the leadership, seems to be insane. But I want you to understand, my friends, there has always been and will always be the remnant church. Even in the days of Elijah, there were 7,000, and only 7,000, out of how many hundreds of thousands, we do not know what the population of Israel was. But God said there are 7,000 who will not bow down to Baal. Today, my friends, there are just a few, just a remnant who refuse to bow down to Baal. I pray that you're one of them. Let's join together then in exposing these things of evil. Ephesians 5:11 says, have no part with the works of darkness, but rather reprove them, expose them, unmask them, bring the light of Jesus Christ and His truth. Shine a spotlight on these things. Oh, evil will scurry about and try to hide when you shine the light on it. Because, you see, God demands holiness. He demands we do what's right. And when we fail, we go to Him. And we have in Him someone who is propitiation for our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. But we must recognize what sin is, and we must recognize the evil that has penetrated into the Christian church, shine light on it, and get rid of it through the blood of Christ. And that's the only thing I'm talking about. Now, friends, we're going to have part 10 then, and the concluding part of Gone Berserk today. First, you can write to us. If you'd like to be a member of this congregation, write and let us know. But I want you to just say, Tex Mars, Brother Tex, I do believe in Jesus Christ. He is my Lord and Savior. I've repented of my sins. I'm a new person in Christ. Could it happen to you 20, 30 years ago or this very moment? And if it's happening now to you and you believe in Jesus Christ and repent of your sins, praise God for you. We want you to become a member of our congregation. Write to us and let us know. And you can join. It doesn't matter where you're at. Jesus Christ can work through time and space and dimensions even. Listen to me, my friend. His Spirit covers all the continents of earth. And where two or three are gathered in His name, there He is in the midst. Friends, we're gathered together, you and me, by the power of this radio. Some kind of a miracle. Some creation. Man says, well, I invented radio. God put the waves there. He created the ethers. He created the environmental ways that the world operates. He created the world. And that's why we can have radio today. If it weren't for God, we wouldn't have radio. He made it possible. And that's why it's possible for us to be together today. There's more than two or three. I promise you, there are many, many, many hundreds, perhaps thousands throughout the world listening to my voice. And you and I are part of the great remnant of Jesus Christ if you believe in Him. And if you've given up your life to Him. Now, friends, write to us and let us know that your decision has been made. And if you feel led to give us a love gift, that's wonderful. We'll use it to the glory of God. If not, just write and say you're praying for us. I appreciate that. We need your prayers. Now, we're going to have our message. Again, that's part 10 of Gone Berserk. And then afterwards, we're going to have our beautiful music. In fact, I think we're going to have time after the message. I'm not even going to come back with some final concluding comments after the message. You're going to be listening to the Cathedrals. The Cathedrals. Oh, I think they're one of the greatest gospel singing groups ever. And I think you're going to enjoy the songs that we've selected for you. So now we have Gone Berserk, and afterwards, all the way to the end of the program, we'll have at least one song, maybe two or three or four, who knows, as much time as we have of the Cathedrals. This is Pastor Tex Mars of Bible Home Church. You know, Kampala was the one chosen, he and a couple of others, to be Bill Clinton's spiritual advisor when he had his adultery problems. It was good for public consumption to have Kampala come to the White House periodically, supposedly to pray for Clinton. You may remember that the media and Rush Limbaugh showed this over and over again on his TV show at the time, caught Tony Campolo and Bill Clinton laughing, sharing jokes and laughing as they were walking down the sidewalk from President Clinton's limo on the way into the chapel where Secretary of Commerce's Ron Brown's body lay in repose. That's right. On their way to the funeral service, right on the sidewalk, they were cracking a joke and enjoying themselves. Suddenly they saw the cameras, and Campolo looked dead ahead. And Bill Clinton, quickly, his smile and laugh faded from his face, and he brought his hand up to his face and pretended to be wiping tears from his eyes. He went from laughter to tears within 3 seconds of seeing the TV cameras, and there was Campolo with him. I wonder what Campolo told Bill Clinton. Did he say, Bill, all you were really doing, the Jesus in you, was ministering to the Jesus that was in Monica Lewinsky. You didn't do anything wrong. I wouldn't doubt it. Campolo was asked, was it okay for homosexuals to sleep together? He said, I see nothing wrong with Christian homosexuals going to bed together and cuddling. My friends, there is no such thing as a Christian homosexual. Well, by the way, Campolo actually, although he's been, many people say, is a professor of Bible his official title, as far as I've been able to see, is a sociology professor. Or is it socialist? I'm not sure. At that university. Well, here's another case that's very strange and evil, I believe. Dr. Martin Marty, way back in April 1992 in the Lutheran magazine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. He's a big leader among the Lutherans. Did you know that he said that we're not going to be resurrected? God is not going to go around hunting for our parts or ashes and reconstitute our bodies? Well, I sure hope not. But this guy was trying to make a point that he doesn't believe in the resurrection. He said, nor did Jesus rise from the dead. He said, resurrection does not mean that the actual flesh of Jesus Christ rose from the dead and that the event took place in real history. Oh, yeah? There were a lot of witnesses to that, Marty. Were you back there? I guess he was. He was probably reincarnated many times, right? He was back there right at the resurrection and at the cross, the crucifixion, and he knows that Jesus never rose from the dead. This man knows more than all the witnesses that were there at the time. Well, okay. There we have more and more heresy, don't we? It seems to never stop today. Here's some more heresy for you. You know, it's been the proven fact that Jerry Falwell, member founder of the Moral Majority, Liberty University, Thomas Road Baptist Church, seems to be a big buddy of Reverend Sun Myung Moon, cult leader, the Korean cult leader of the Moonies. There's no doubt that Liberty University has received a lot of financial support from Moon-related enterprises. Moon is, of course, a Korean industrialist. They say he's a many times over multimillionaire. Falwell has addressed several events where Moon and his backers were the promoters. He tried to explain it this way. He said, and this is Falwell speaking, I preach for the Moonies, the Mormons, the Catholics, the Jews, the Buddhists, and I'll preach in hell if they promise to let me out. Now, that sounded good. I'll preach wherever I'm sent, wherever I will go. But the truth about it is, he's received tens of thousands of dollars from Moon, and he doesn't go there and preach against Moon. That's the difference. That's how people lie about things. Friends, if he went there one time and said that Moon is a false prophet at one of these events, one of these banquets that he goes there and gets paid handsome sums for, he'd never be invited back again. And Moon would probably say, give me my money back. I didn't pay you to get up and criticize me, Jerry Falwell. And by the way, I don't want to criticize just Jerry Falwell. How about Beverly LaHaye? You know, Tim LaHaye, the big famous left behind prophet? Well, his wife took money for Moon. Robert Shuller. Taking money. Gary Bauer. Ralph Reed. Well. Sun Myung Moon. And by the way, Ralph Reed, Shuler, Bauer, and the others. And Beverly Hay. Pat Boone was another one. Pat Boone, the singer. Were paid between $80,000 and $150,000 each. That's a pretty plush amount. Just to show up and attend a meeting of Moonies back in 1996. Now, what does Reverend Moon really believe? He believes that he's the true Messiah, that Jesus failed in his mission, and that Moon and his wife and his family are now the Holy Family. And you can be a God just like Reverend Moon if you will just trust in him as your Messiah and Savior and study his Godism doctrine. That's what he believes. Pretty incredible, isn't it? By the way, Charles Colson is now palling around with not only the Catholics, but there's a new book out called Searching for God in America, edited by Hugh Hewitt. It's a companion volume to the acclaimed PBS television series. That PBS is getting more liberal and more wicked with each passing year. And guess who has written for this book? They have sections in the book. So they're all, you know, basically like one big ecumenical, you know, pot pie. Well, there's Rabbi Harold Kushner, Jewish, Elder Neil Maxwell, a Mormon, Dr. Sayed Hasset Nasir, a Muslim, His Holiness, let me clear my throat, the Dalai Lama of Tibetan Buddhism, Reverend Roberta, a woman, Hastinus, a Presbyterian, Father, even though the Bible says call no man father, So I'm sort of tongue-in-cheek saying, Father Thomas Keating, a Roman Catholic. Reverend Cecil Murray, an African Methodist Episcopalian, who I understand is a big President Clinton backer, and Charles Chuck Colson. They're all together, aren't they? By the way, Bishop T.D. Jakes, another black minister, recently made a speech and wrote an article for The New Man. That's Promise Keepers magazine. This is way back in November, December 1997, actually, in which he blasted the Christian church for discriminating against women. He said that's the biggest problem going. Sexism. You know, I think it's that people don't love Jesus enough and have lost their first love. And they don't believe in the Bible enough. And they don't read their Bibles. They don't study the King James Bible. They don't pray. Those are problems. But Bishop T.D. Jakes says he sees other things there that Tex Mars doesn't see. Well, evidently some people are seeing some things in so-called Christian music that Tex Mars doesn't see. How about the Zombie Tour? Hey, that's a music group. They might be on MTV, I don't know, but I do know they're going to be at a lot of churches because the group is a Christian group. They're on their Zombie Tour, but the name of their group is Audio Adrenaline. Audio Adrenaline. A Christian record company named Forefront Records says this is a hot-selling rock band, and they're on a 65-city Zombie Tour. Oh, my. To promote their new hit album, Some Kind of Zombie. Meanwhile, there's another group out there called Jesus Freak that's very popular among the Christian music set. Audio Adrenaline and their Zombie Tour. Jesus Freak. I'm at a loss for words there. Well, let's just move right along here. Dr. Schuller, here's some news from Christian newspaper of September 21, 1998, also in Foundation Magazine, May 6, 1998, in Calvary Contender, August 15, 1998. Talk about Robert Schuller joining David Young-E Cho. He's the popular Korean Assembly of God pastor. They met in Sicily, the island of Sicily, in right out of Italy. And they both visited, he and Schuller and David Young-E Cho visited with Pope John Paul II en route. Now, Korean Paul Young-E Cho, pastor of the world's largest church, over 450,000 members, has all these cell groups and homes and everything there in Korea. He's charismatic, of course. He and Schuller, though, Schuller's had him in his church, the Crystal Cathedral in Orange Grove, California. And then Young-E Cho has had Schuller at his church. Both of them got together and did a little booklet. I have a copy of it. Says there's a fourth dimension out there. And you can access it just the way the Buddhist, the spirit worshipers, and all the occultists do. They use it for bad, but you can access this world out there of energy, the energy force for good. That's what they are suggesting. I'm paraphrasing it, but that's basically it. Dr. Schuller, of course, his, what is it, the Hour of Power? Something like that, the Tower of Power. I've forgotten. You know, it's been so long since I've seen it on television. Very popular show. But Dr. Robert Schuller says that when he was building or planning to build the Crystal Cathedral, he flew first to Rome and brought the blueprints and had the Holy Father bless them. There's a picture up on the seventh floor of the Crystal Cathedral in the administrative area of Schuller there meeting and shaking hands with the Pope. Or whatever he did there, and of him blessing the blueprints. Schuller is so pleased with his Catholic connections now that he has a statue. Yes, the Bible tells us not to worship statues, but there are statues, four statues in counting Dr. Schuller's himself. Robert Schuller has four statues just outside the doors there of Crystal Cathedral. If you go visit that, it's all, by the way, supposedly made of glass and triangles. I wonder if there's 666 triangles. I'm not starting a rumor. I don't know that for a fact, but I wouldn't doubt if it was designed with 666 triangles. It would not shock me. Some buildings have been. The Louvre Museum has a big pyramid outside it today. In Paris, France, there's exactly 666 triangles of glass in it. Purely accidental on the part of the architect, I'm sure, who was a Mason. Any case, Dr. Schuller has these statues. Let me tell you what they are. First statue is Bishop Fulton J. Sheen, the late Bishop Fulton J. Sheen, who many of the Catholics almost worshipped. He was so popular. Had a television program back in the early 50s, by the way. Very popular. Bishop Fulton J. Sheen. Robert Schuller recently, a couple years ago, had Billy Graham on his television program, and he mentioned Bishop Sheen to Graham, and Graham, agreed. He was a great, great Christian leader, Bishop Sheen. The second statue is, in fact, Billy Graham. He has a statue of Billy Graham there, standing right next to Bishop Sheen. Then there's a statue of Norman Vincent Peale, the father of positive thinking, of the Marble Collegiate Church in New York. The late Norman Vincent Peale, of course, was a 33rd degree Mason. Now let's see, 33rd degree Masons, Peale, and then Graham, and they all sort of stick together, and so Schuller was made a star by Billy Graham, and Billy Graham was made a star by William Randolph Hearst, the newspaper publisher who was very pro-Roman Catholic, and, connections. Well, talking about the Catholic Church, they have a secret order called the Knights of Malta. But I've got some material here from Rick Joyner, J-O-Y-N-E-R. He's a best-selling author in the Christian establishment. He's charismatic, and he's one of those so-called Kansas City prophets of the charismatics. Now he says he's went off and joined the Order of St. John, which is popularly known as the Knights of Malta. The Knights of Malta. Very interesting. And by the way, this same Rick Joyner has said Christianity is about to be redefined. Redefined. Well, that's sort of interesting, you know. I just go along with the old Christianity. How about you, my friends? I like the old faith. I like the landmarks of the old Christian church. The one that is eternal and never changes. But these guys say that the Christian church is about to be redefined. And this is why I distinguish the Christian establishment of a Rick Joyner or a Billy Graham or a Fulton Sheen or a Pope John Paul II and the true Christian church. By the way, Billy Graham was not too long ago on the Larry King show. Let me give you the date here. Oh, let's see, it was 1997. Billy Graham was asked by Larry King on CNN TV, what he thought about Mormonism, Catholicism, and other faiths. Graham said, quote, "Oh, I think I have a wonderful fellowship with all of them. Fellowship with all of them." King says, "You're comfortable with Salt Lake City, the Mormons? You're comfortable with the Vatican?" Graham answered and said, "I am very comfortable with the Vatican. I've been to see the Pope several times. I even preached in his cathedral in Krakow, Poland. I was his guest." King says, "You like this Pope?" Graham says, "He and I agree on almost everything." Larry King, "Are you comfortable with Judaism?" Graham, "Very comfortable." And then Graham went on to say that his top spiritual advisor was a Jewish rabbi, Rabbi Tenenbaum from New York City. He seeks this rabbi out constantly, daily, for spiritual advice. You know, my friends, the Bible says if you have not the Father, you have not the Son. And if you have not the Son, you have not the Father. This rabbi is not even a spiritual man. He's a natural man. He doesn't know the things of God because he doesn't believe in the one whom God has sent, his Son, Jesus Christ. And yet, Billy Graham says, "I seek this Jewish rabbi out. He's my spiritual advisor." Have these people gone berserk? Yes, they have. But the Bible prophesied these things were happening. And that's why, my friends, we should always look up and lift our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh.
If you could could see what I once was. If you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see a miracle of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made me what I am today. Just an old sinner saved by grace.
I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, He took my place.
Now I live and breathe in freedom with each breath of life I take.
I'm loved and forgiven, back with the living. I'm just a sinner saved by
I've ever seen or done. How could I dare to claim as mine the victories God has won? Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place? I'm here to say I'm nothing but an old sinner.
I up to the sky is beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.